This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for a Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. I'll start with a great story for the Oshkosh Police Department as they helped two men who were homeless find an apartment. The men had full-time jobs but could not afford the security deposit and first month's rent a lot of places require. They had been living along the Fox River for a while. Police officers of the day-by-day warming shelter were able to put together money from the police Lights of Christmas program and get those two men an apartment just before winter hits. Oshkosh residents are invited to cast their vote for the name of the new middle school going up in 2023. Possible names include civil rights activist Jesse Jack Hooper, former Secretary of State Val Phillips, and EAA founder Paul Poberesny. Voting runs through Monday of next week. You can find out more at the school website. Meanwhile, the City Plan Commission today is expected to approve a request by the school district that the new middle school exceed a 45-foot height limit. Now, on Wednesday, the City Redevelopment Authority will consider buying a parcel of land at CP and Broad Streets that could become the future home of the day-by-day warming shelter. You may remember the city and the county have talked about using American Rescue Plan money to start a new shelter downtown. Page 2, a big crowd expected for the annual Oshkosh Downtown Holiday Parade. The parade steps off at 6:15 on Thursday night and runs right down Main Street. The University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh is revising more of its mask mandate. Masks are no longer required at UW-Oshkosh recreational facilities and Polk Library. Father Cars, a place to be, will be helping out on Thanksgiving again. Bob from Father Cars tells me they're still in need of turkeys, ham, canned corn, and other things. They also need people to deliver those Thanksgiving meals to shut-ins. Contact Father Cars if you can help out on Thanksgiving Day. Senator Ron Johnson tweeted out that Aaron Rodgers looked pretty good in his return to the Packers on Sunday. The senator also said that maybe it's time to, quote, the COVID gods let people decide what they want to do in regards to their bodies and the COVID-19 virus. Rodgers sat out a week. He said he had been immunized and not vaccinated against COVID-19. The Packers stock sale begins this morning. The Packers are offering up about 300,000 shares at $300 apiece. They're not worth a lot, but at least you own a share of the green and gold. That's Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're back again on the Chamber website on Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.